بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful, I testify that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad is Allah's true slave and messenger. May Allah salallahu alayhi wa sallam be upon the noble prophet, his noble household, and the noble companions and those who follow on their path until the day of resurrection. This is the second class of this important book, which is called The Important Lessons to the Muslim or for the Muslim Ummah. And we have finished the first class. And the first class dealt with the Quranic chapters which the Shaykh introduced, so that the person begins his course of studying the Quran through them. And the first important and most important for the believer to know, because he needs and she needs to use in the Salah, this is the opening chapter of the Quran, and that is Surah Al-Fatiha, the opening chapter. And this was explained, the meaning of which was explained in the first class. So those who missed the first class, please refer to the site in order to check on the explanation of Surah Al-Fatiha. Now, the second surah which the Shaykh rahimahullah cited in his introduction is Surah Al-Zalzala, Surah Al-Zalzala. And this is chapter 99 of the Noble Quran. And Surah Al-Zalzala, قال الله عز وجل إذا زلزلت الأرض زلزالها وأخرجت الأرض أثقالها وقال الإنسان ما لها يومئذ تحدث أخبارها بأن ربك أوحى لها يومئذ يصدر الناس أشتاتا ليروا أعمالهم فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يرى ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يرى. Now inshallah ta'ala we will go over the explanation of this surah, of this chapter. This is chapter 99. Allah Azza wa Jal in the first verse, إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا, chapter 99, when the earth is shaken with its final earthquake. The first verse, when the earth is shaken with its final earthquake. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying here is that this is a reminder concerning something that will come in the future. And this is the shaking, the final shaking, the final earthquake, shaking the earth. And this is a matter so profound to the degree that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described it vividly in Surah Al-Hajj, chapter 22, verses 1-2. قال الله عز وجل يا أيها الناس تقوا ربكم إن زلزلة الساعة شيء عظيم. This is a terrible thing. O mankind, fear your Lord and be dutiful to Him. Verily the earthquake of the hour of judgment is a terrible thing. يَوْمَ تَرَوْنَهَا تَذْهَلُ كُلُّ مُرْضِعَةٍ عَمَّا أَرْضَعَتْ وَتَرَى كُلَّ ذَاتِ حَمْلٍ وَتَضَعُ كُلَّ ذَاتِ حَمْلٍ حَمْلَهَا وَتَرَى النَّاسَ سُكَارَى وَمَا هُمْ بِسُكَارَى وَلَكِنَّ عَذَابَ اللَّهِ شَدِيدٌ. The day you shall see it, every nursing mother will forget her nursing, and every pregnant one will drop her load, and you shall see mankind as in a drunken state, yet they will not be drunken, but severe will be the torment of Allah. This is the terrible earthquake of the hour of judgment. Nothing the like of. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes that what goes on, the impact of it. ترى الناس سكارى, you shall see mankind as in a drunken state. وما هم بسكارى, yet they will not be drunken because of their bewilderment and because of the impact. You will see them as if they are drunk, but in reality they are not drunk, they are awake. But it is because of the horror that man with this impact, you will see mankind as in a drunken state, unable to know what to do. Unable to know what to do. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the next verse of this chapter 99, وَأَخْرَجَتِ الْأَرْضُ أَثْقَالَهَا وَأَخْرَجَتِ الْأَرْضُ أَثْقَالَهَا, verse 2, and when the earth throws out its burdens, meaning the occupants of the graves, قال الله عز وجل in Surah Az-Zumar 39:68, in Surah Az-Zumar 39:68, وَنُفِخَ فِي الصُّورِ فَصَعِقَ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا مَنْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ نُفِخَ فِيهِ أُخْرَى فَإِذَا هُمْ قِيَامٌ يَنْظُرُونَ. And the trumpet will be blown, and all who are in the heavens and all who are on the earth will swoon away, except him whom Allah will. Then it will be blown a second time, and behold, they will be standing, looking on, waiting. So, فَإِذَا هُمْ قِيَامٌ يَنْظُرُونَ, so they will be standing. They will come out from their graves, standing before Allah, the Lord of all that exists, the most mighty and most majestic. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in another chapter, which is Surah Al-Mutaffifin, chapter 83, verse 6, Allah Azza wa Jal, يَوْمَ يَقُومُ النَّاسُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ, يَوْمَ يَقُومُ النَّاسُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ, the day when all mankind will stand before the Lord of all mankind, jinns and all that exist. On that day, as in this chapter we are discussing, chapter 99 verse 3, now Allah says, وَقَالَ الْإِنسَانُ, وَقَالَ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells about what man will say, وَقَالَ الْإِنسَانُ مَا لَهَا, and man will say, what is the matter with it? Shaking with this terrible final earthquake. Man here is in reference to humankind. مَا لَهَا, what is the matter with it? What's the matter with this earthquake? Because he comes out as if drunken, saying, what's going on? What is the matter? Because of the horror, يَوْمَ إِذٍ, on that day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the next verse, verse 4, يَوْمَ إِذٍ تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارَهُ, on that day when this terrible earthquake, final earthquake will take place, on that day it will declare its information about what? About what people had done, all what happened over it, over the earth, of good and evil will be told. And it is affirmed from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that the muadhin, the caller for adhan, when he makes the adhan, nothing that hears the adhan hears his voice in adhan from trees, from mud, from stones, from bricks. Nothing except it will be a witness for him on the day of resurrection. So the earth will be a witness as to what people had done over it from good and evil. And this shahada, this testimony, is showing the justice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that He subhanahu wa ta'ala does not hold people responsible except by that which they do. Otherwise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all acquainted with everything. And suffice is that He says to His slave, you have done this and you have done that. But it is from the way of establishing justice, and that the criminal, the wicked and the disobedient cannot deny. Because you know, those kafirs, they will deny that they committed shirk. As in Surah Al-An'am, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about them in 6:23, ثُمَّ لَمْ تَكُنْ فِتْنَتَهُمْ إِلَّا أَنْ قَالُوا وَاللَّهِ رَبِّنَا مَا كُنَّا مُشْرِكِينَ. They will then be left to no. There will then be left no fitna, excuses or statements or arguments for them, but to say, by Allah our Lord, we were not those who joined others in worship with Allah. Because when they see the people of faith, the people of Tawheed, saved from the torment, then they deny the shirk they committed. Why? In order that they try to save themselves. However, their mouths will be sealed and their hands will speak, and the feet and the skin and the tongues will testify. All testify as to what man had done. And therefore, in such a state, therefore, he cannot go ahead with his denial. Rather, he will come to admit and confess. But it will be of no avail. That time, no benefit. So because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes this day a testimony on them, Allah said, يَوْمَ إِذٍ تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارَهَا. That day it will declare its information. Meaning Allah will permit the earth to tell its information. How? بِأَنَّ رَبَّكَ أَوْحَالَهَا. As Allah stated in the next verse, chapter 5, 99 chapter 5, بِأَنَّ رَبَّكَ أَوْحَالَهَا. Because your Lord will inspire it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is able to do anything. If He commands anything to come to exist in accordance with His wisdom and His knowledge, He is all able, then it is inevitable to take place. Allah addresses the inanimate and it will speak, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Fussilat, chapter 41, verse 11. ثُمَّ اسْتَوَى إِلَى السَّمَاءِ وَهِيَ دُخَانٌ فَقَالَ لَهَا وَلِلْأَرْضِ ائْتِيَا طَوْعًا أَوْ كَرْهًا قَالَتَا أَتَيْنَا طَائِعِينَ. Then He stowa rose over towards the heaven when it was a smoke, and said to it and to the earth, come both of you willingly or unwillingly. They both said, we come willingly. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded the pen to write, and the pen spoke and said, Rabbi wa mada aktub, O my Lord, what shall I write? He said, subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah said, uktub ma huwa ka'inun ila yawm al-qiyamah. Write everything that will take place until the day of resurrection. On that day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described what occurs to them, their mouths sealed, their hands speak, their feet testify, in Surah Yasin, chapter 36, verse 65. قال الله عز وجل اليوم نختم على أفواههم وتكلمنا أيديهم وتشهد أرجلهم بما كانوا يكسبون. This day we shall seal up their mouths and their hands will speak to us and their legs will bear witness to what they used to earn. It is said that one's left thigh will be the first to bear the witness. For Allah Azza wa Jal, if He addresses this speech to anything, even if it is animate or inanimate, then it will respond to Allah and speak. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us about the earth, يَوْمَ إِذٍ تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارَهَا, that day it will tell its information. بِأَنَّ رَبَّكَ أَوْحَى لَهَا, because your Lord will inspire it to do so. Meaning, يَوْمَ إِذٍ, the day when this earthquake will take place. What will occur? As in verse 6 now. يَوْمَئِذٍ يَصْدُرُ النَّاسُ أَشْتَاتًا لِيُرَوْا أَعْمَالَهُمْ يَصْدُرُ النَّاسُ أَشْتَاتًا لِيُرَوْا أَعْمَالَهُمْ. The day mankind, that day mankind will proceed in scattered groups that they may be shown their deeds. Scattered groups in every direction. A direction to each one's abode, the people of paradise, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from them, they will go to paradise. And the people of hell, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's refuge, we seek refuge in Allah from that, they will be led to hellfire. As Allah described this in Surah Maryam, chapter 19, verses 85 and 87. Chapter 19, verses 85 and 87.
Bismillah. يَوْمَ نَحْشُرُ الْمُتَّقِينَ إِلَى الرَّحْمَنِ وَفْدًا وَنَسُوقُ الْمُجْرِمِينَ إِلَى جَهَنَّمَ وِرْدًا لا يملكون الشفاعة إلا من اتخذ عند الرحمن عهدا.
The day we shall gather the muttaqeen, the pious, unto the most beneficent Allah, like a delegate presented before a king for honor. And we shall drive the mujrimeen, the polytheists, the sinners, the criminals, the disbelievers, to hell in a thirsty state, like a thirsty herd driven down to water. None shall have the power of intercession but such a one as has received permission or promise from the most beneficent Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So people will go in groups, in scattered groups, and each will be having his own deeds with him. And people will differ amongst these groups. They will differ tremendously. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Isra, chapter
17, verse 21. وللآخرة أكبر درجات وأكبر تفضيلا.
See how we prefer one above another in this world, and verily the hereafter will be greater in degrees and greater in preference. لِيُرَوْا أَعْمَالَهُمْ. Chapter 6, again the end of it. يَوْمَئِذِي يَصْدُرُ النَّاسُ أَشْتَاتًا, scattered, proceed in scattered groups, that they may be shown their deeds. That they may be shown their deeds. So they will be shown and they will examine their deeds. Allah will show their deeds. If good, then good. If evil, then evil. And this is reckoning and records. So man will be given his book of records, either by his right or by his left, and therefore he will be reckoned with in accordance of what's therein in this record. As to the believer, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will address him alone, individually, and make him confess as to his sins, telling him, you have done such and such, you have done such and such, and you have done such and such, until he confess. By the time man, or the believer, thinks that he is about destroyed, Allah then will tell him, إِنِّي قَدْ سَتَرْتُهَا عَلَيْكَ فِي الدُّنْيَا, I have shielded this upon you in this life, of the world, of this life. وَأَنَا أَغْفِرُهَا لَكَ الْيَوْمِ, and on this day I will forgive you your sins. As to the kafir, and we seek refuge in Allah from that, he will not have such a treatment. He will be called out in the open, out in the open, everyone to hear and see. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Hud 11 verse 18,
وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنِ افْتَرَى عَلَى اللَّهِ كَذِبًا أُولَئِكَ يُعْرَضُونَ عَلَى رَبِّهِمْ وَيَقُولُ الْأَشْهَادُ هَؤُلَاءِ الَّذِينَ كَذَبُوا عَلَى رَبِّهِمْ أَلَا لَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ عَلَى الظَّالِمِينَ.
And who does more wrong than he who invents a lie against Allah? Such will be brought before their Lord, and the witnesses will say, these are the ones who lied against their Lord. No doubt the curse of Allah is on the zalimeen, the polytheists, the wrongdoers and the oppressors. So they will be shown their deeds, the minute and the major ones, except for that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had forgiven before by the righteous deeds, or by way of dua, invocation, or the like. This will be wiped out. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Hud, in chapter 11, verse 114,
وأقم الصلاة طرفي النهار وزلفا من الليل إن الحسنات يذهبن السيئات ذلك ذكرى للذاكرين.
And perform the salah at the two ends of the day and in some hours of the night, meaning the five compulsory prayers. Verily the good deeds remove the evil deeds, the small sins. That is a reminder and advice for the mindful, those who accept advice. So man will examine his work, the minute and the great in number and in magnitude, until the matter becomes very clear to him. And he will be given his book, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated in Surah Al-Isra, chapter 17 verse 64. قال الله عز وجل in chapter 17, but it's not 64. قال الله عز وجل اقرأ كتابك كفى بنفسك اليوم عليك حسيبا. Read your
book. Suffice now is yourself this day as a reckoner upon you, upon your what you have done.
اقرأ كتابك كفى بنفسك اليوم عليك حسيبا.
It will be said to him, read your record yourself, are sufficient as a reckoner against you this day. So this is 17:14. And therefore, it is incumbent upon the person that he or she should not indulge in doing anything except that which pleases Allah, the Most Magnificent and the Most High. Because this is recorded and he will be reckoned with. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the next verse in Surah Al-Zalzala, فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَى وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَى. So whoever does good equal to the weight of an atom or to the weight of a small ant shall see it, and whoever does evil equal to the weight of a small ant shall see it. The weight of a small ant. What is intended here is the small ant, which is known as dharra. It is not what is said that this refers to the atom which people now know of, as some had claimed. Because such an atom known in our times was not known during that early time of revelation. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses not the people except by that which they understand. The mentioning of the small ant is because it is an example set for rareness and littleness and fewness and smallness. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated in Surah An-Nisa, in chapter 4, verse 40, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَظْلِمُ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ وَإِنْ تَكُ حَسَنَةً يُضَاعِفْهَا. Surely Allah wrongs not even of the weight of a small ant. But if there is any good done, He doubles it and gives from Him a great reward, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is known that anyone who does any action smaller or lesser than this weight of an ant, then he will find it. But since that the small ant was the set parable then regarding littleness or fewness or smallness or rareness, that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used it. فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَى. So whoever does good equal to the weight of a small ant shall see it, and whoever does evil equal to the weight of a small ant shall see it. This tells مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ, the weight of a small ant, tells that the thing that will be weighed, or the thing that will be weighed is or are the deeds. The things that are to be weighed are the deeds. And this is a matter where the scholars had really differed. Some of the scholars said the thing that will be weighed is the action. And some of them said the thing that will be weighed refers to the records of deeds. And some of them said the thing that will be weighed is the doer himself. The doer himself. And these statements, each one of them has its own dalil, its own dalil, its own evidence. As to those who said that what will be weighed is the action or the deed, they took by this verse, whosoever does good equal to the weight of a small ant shall see it. And also they took as evidence the saying of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, كَلِمَتَانِ حَبِيبَتَانِ إِلَى الرَّحْمَنِ, two words that are beloved to the most beneficent, خَفِيفَتَانِ عَلَى اللِّسَانِ, light on the tongue, ثَقِيلَتَانِ فِي الْمِيزَانِ, heavy on the scale, سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ وَبِحَمْدِهِ, these are the two words, سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ وَبِحَمْدِهِ, Subhanallah, Allah is high above any imperfection, the most high, and deserves all the praise. Subhanallah al-Azim, Subhanallah, the most great. What's problematic with this is that the deeds are not bodies to be put on the scale. Rather, the deeds are deeds that passed away. However, such a problematic argument is answered by saying, number one, the person must believe in what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have told concerning the world of the unseen or the matters of the unseen, even though one's own intellect may be bewildered and wonder, كيف يكون هذا, how could such and such thing take place? But the person indeed should submit and believe, because the ability of Allah is above what we can imagine, and such the Muslim, and the Muslim is the one who submits and does not say how regarding the matters of the unseen, because the matters of the unseen are incomprehensible. Secondly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes these deeds ajsam, weights put on the scale to either weigh heavily or lightly depending on their magnitude. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all able to make these intangible matters as bodies. As we know from the hadith, the authentic hadith which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said concerning death, that death, al-maut, will be brought in the hereafter in the form of a ram, R-A-M, and it will be brought to stand between paradise and hell. And it will be said then, Ya Ahl al-Jannah, O people of paradise. So, فَيَشْرَئِبُّونَ وَيَطَّلَّعُونَ وَيَنْظُرُونَ. So they will raise up their necks and they will look in the direction of the caller. And it will be said then, Ya Ahl al-Nar, to the people of the fire of hell. And so they will raise up their necks and look, and they will be told, do you know this? They will say, yes, هذا الموت, this is death, yet it comes in the form of a ram. And death is intangible. It's not a body, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it a body on the day of resurrection. So they will say, this is the death. And it will be slaughtered before them while looking. And then it will be said, Ya أهل الجنة خلود ولا موت, O people of paradise, abide therein in paradise forever and no death. And it will be said, وَيَا أَهْلَ النَّارِ خُلُودٌ وَلَا مَوْتٌ, O people of hell, stay therein forever and there is no death. And therefore, from such discussion, the first point and the second point, this problematic issue is resolved. This is concerning the first opinion. As to the second opinion, those who said that what will be weighed refers to the records of deeds, and they took as evidence the hadith of the person of the card who will be brought on the day of resurrection, and he will be told, look at your deeds, and then in front of him there will be extended in front of him records filled with bad deeds, great records. When he sees this, he thinks that he is doomed to destruction. Then a small card will be brought, and on it written, La ilaha illallah, there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah. Then he says, Ya Rabbi, ما هذه البطاقة مع هذه السجلات, what is this small card in comparison to these great records? فيقال له, إنك لا تظلم شيئا, this day you will not be dealt with unjustly. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala certainly does not deal with anyone unjustly. ثم توزن البطاقة, this is the point of evidence, then this small card will be weighed and it will take a scale, and the records will take the other scale, and the weigh of the card, the weight of the card will prevail. It will outweigh the entire records, and this is لا إله إلا الله, none has the right to be worshipped except Allah. So they took from this hadith as evidence, an evidence that what will be weighed on the day of resurrection are the records of deeds. And as to the third opinion, those who said that what will be weighed is the doer himself, they took by the hadith of Abdullah bin Mas'ud, may Allah be pleased with him, when he was one day with the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then suddenly a strong wind blew. Abdullah bin Mas'ud stood up, and the wind was so intense that it turned him over and around, over. Because Abdullah bin Mas'ud was very thin, had very thin feet and chins. So people started laughing. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, Mimma tadhakun, about what you are laughing? What is it that makes you laugh? Or what is it that makes you wonder? وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ, by the one in whose hand is my soul, إِنَّ سَاقَيْهِ فِي الْمِيزَانِ أَثْقَلُ مِنْ أُحُدٍ. The weight of his shins on the scale is greater than Uhud, than the Mount of Uhud. And this indicates that this is evidence that the doer will be weighed on the day of resurrection. After these three are presented, then it is to be said, we will take by the first opinion that the thing that will be weighed, or the things that will be weighed, are the deeds. But some people, regarding some people, it may be that their records will be weighed, and some they themselves will be weighed. According to this opinion, now if someone comes and says, would one therefore take from this that the person with the greater body in this life will weigh more on the day of resurrection? The answer, that this is not based on the size and weight of people's bodies in this life. Why? Because from the hadith of Abi Hurairah, may Allah be pleased with him, that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّهُ لَيَأْتِ الرَّجُلُ الْعَظِيمُ السَّمِينُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ لَا يَزِنُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ جَنَاحَ بَعُوضَةٍ. On the day of resurrection, a huge man will come who will not weigh the weight of a mosquito before Allah. And then he said, اقرأوا, recite the saying of Allah, فلا نقيم لهم يوم القيامة وزنا, in Surah Al-Kahf, chapter 18, verse 105. فلا نقيم لهم يوم القيامة وزنا. We shall not give them any weight on the day of resurrection. And this is Abdullah bin Mas'ud. The Prophet ﷺ says about him, إِنَّ سَاقَيْهِ فِي الْمِيزَانِ أَثْقَلُ مِنْ أُحُدْ. His chins weigh more than Uhud on the day of resurrection, on the scale. So the criteria regarding the body weight on the day of resurrection is what goes with it from the righteous deeds. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَى. And whosoever will do the weight of an ant of good, he shall see it. And the one who does the weight of an ant in evil shall see it. And this chapter, all of it is warning and inciting fear regarding the final earthquake of the earth. And it incites us and reminds us regarding the righteous deeds, and that deeds will not, nothing of it will be lost, no matter how minute it may be, even if it weighs the weight of an ant or even less. Inevitably man shall see it and will find it there on the day of resurrection. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make our end a good one, a happy one, a righteous one, a successful one, and make us from those who will be gathered unto the most beneficent, like a delegation, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated in Surah Maryam, chapter 19, verse 85. Allah Azza wa Jal,
يوم نحشر المتقين إلى الرحمن وفدا يوم نحشر المتقين إلى الرحمن وفدا يوم نحشر المتقين إلى الرحمن وفدا.
Today we shall gather the muttaqin, the pious, unto the most beneficent Allah, like a delegate presented before a king or for a. This explanation of this surah al-Zalzala is based upon our Shaykh's explanation of it, Shaykh Muhammad bin Salih al-Uthaymeen rahimahullah ta'ala. And inshallah ta'ala we continue the next class concerning the important lessons for the Muslim Ummah, and we will talk about the third surah which the Shaykh bin Baz rahimahullah mentioned, and this will be Surah Al-Adiyat. Surah Al-Adiyat, and that will be chapter 100. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.